Okay, this is again Shir HaShirim, Perek Hey, Posuk Yud Beis, but in the extended Rashi, which appears after Posuk Tes Zayin, when it goes back, whatever. Okay, so it talks about the Einov Kiyonim Alafike Mayim, his eyes. His meaning the chosen are like the doves upon the afike mayim, the brooks of water. Rochzos becholov, that they're bathed in milk and whatever. So here alafike mayim. So now in the that's in the moshul the nimshul is alafike mayim albote midroshes shehei moitse mayim shel Torah. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his eyes are riveted, so to speak, on the afike mayim, on the bodies of water, al bote midroshos sheheim moitzoi mayim shel Torah. From there, they are the sources of the mayim shel Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this special relationship with
This is the Rambag, by the way.
Yeah, I guess so. It's probably the same thing. I don't know.
No, okay. It's not the edge. No, you just said
it. Oh, I know it's the Rambag. Yeah, no, that I know. Okay. So, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks with special favor, special love on the Bote Midrashis because it's like looking at the beautiful waters, the Mayim Shel Torah emanates from it. Roi Chatzois Becholov, Fisha Kiro'on. Einayim, since he calls, Hashem is looking, Einayim, for Ayin Loshin Ekevohi, Omar Roi Chatzos, because even though it's referring to Hashem, which we normally refer in a Loshin Zohar, but since we're talking about the Ayin, the Einayim are Roi Chatzos, Loshin Ekevohi. Hey Mitzach Tzachin Atzman, they clean themselves, yeah, they polish themselves, Becholov Shel Torah, with the milk of Torah, Umelabnim, Sisoreho u sisumoiseho, the secrets of the Torah. They whiten the secrets of the Torah. I guess they whiten it. I guess that's elucidate them. They clear them. They clarify them. So here he's looking at the Bote Midrashos, and what does he see? He sees Talmid Chachomim who are mitzachzachin atzmon, that they're cleaning themselves. Umalabim sorehus for themselves. I wonder if there's something significant about the order here, because first maybe there's just two separate things. One thing, the power of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mistakel, and I guess looks with love at the fact that they are learning Torah in the Bote Midrashos, and that is something that purifies them. You know, that purifies them. It sees the Klal Yisrael. The Torah is Borosi Eitzahora, Borosi Torah Tavlon. The Torah is the source of human purification, of Tikkun Hamidos, of all of these things. And the second thing, it sounds like two separate things, and the second thing he sees is that they're clarifying and elucidating all of the secrets of the Torah. So those are the two things that Kodesh Baruch Hu looks with special love on the Klal Yisrael. I guess they're both critical ingredients. If the Torah is not making me into a better person, so that's not... So you see, okay, the Bote Midrashos, so he's there's Mayim Shel Torah in the Bote Midrashos, but what is it doing? It's not affecting me, I'm making a better person. It's not it. And second of all, if I'm not delving in and clarifying issues, I'm just, you know, superficially just reading it, that's also not what he's looking at. So I would say that this is a very strong advocacy statement for learning Bi'iyun and for learning Musa, because Rabbi Sol Salanta taught us that the power of Shas to be mesaken the midos and the avodas Hashem is not in this generation or his generation even what it used to be. We don't learn at that depth. We don't learn at that purity. We're not that great in terms of our own human godless, you know, niskatnu hadoiris. Memela, we need to take from the Torah the areas that are dealing on specific areas of self-improvement and focus on them specifically and work on them specifically through the Chochmas HaMusa and the Limud HaMusa V'Spailus and the Chinuch HaMusa. So that's one of the things it sounds like, because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and looks at with lovingly in the Bote Midrashis is that he sees Mitzachzach in Atzman B'cholav Shel Torah. We take the white, the milk of the Torah, you know, this representation of purity, and we cleanse ourselves with it. Yeah, and the second thing is melabnim sroes vaseh. We also delve to the secrets. We have questions. We think. We delve. We want to understand that which is not revealed. And that's very interesting. What about what there's so much that's revealed? There's so much that's revealed. What do you mean? If you learn kol haTorah kula, that's revealed. That's also a major accomplishment. Right? Do you know everything that's revealed?
No,
you're not the only one. You know, in fact, I don't know anybody who does. So why isn't that? No. So I would take this one step further. Despite your cynical smile, I would take this one step further and say as follows: that number one is not looking at the Torah having the effect on purifying us. Because if the Lushan says, it says, Mitzachzachin Atzmon. What does that mean?
Cleaning yourself.
What? They're cleaning themselves. In other words, it's we have to use the Torah to work on ourselves. It's not an automatic process. He's not looking at the automatic benefits that will happen if a person learns. A person learns Hilchos Lushan Hora, so he knows you don't speak Lushan Hora. But this is again the Musar. I'm working on myself. I'm trying to cleanse myself. You don't
to
like
personalize.
That? It's not a diuk, it's what it says.
Yeah. To personalize.
What?
To personalize.
Not just personalize, it's work. I'm cleaning myself. It's not that the Torah is cleaning me. That's one marshal. The Torah is clean. You learn this thing, so that cleanses you. That's to a certain extent, but that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking at when he looks fondly at the Bote Midrashis when it's with those fond look in the Mayim of Torah. He's looking that we are using the Torah, which is really what Musa does, and to purify ourselves. We're taking the knowledge, we're taking the information, we're working on ourselves to purify ourselves through it. That's number one. And number two, he's not talking about we learn up the information. Well, I'm a storehouse of information. They don't need the Oitzar HaChochma anymore. I know everything. I know it all about back and quarter. That's not what it's about. That's not what gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu that special chavivus for Klal Yisrael.
Didn't it used to be automatic?
What?
Didn't it used to be automatic? The mitzvah.
That's what?
Didn't the cleansingness used to come automatically? The midos and the
mitzvah? It does to a certain extent, but that's not the point. But the special love that he sees in the Beis Medrash is not just the amount that comes. There's a certain amount that comes automatically. But it comes much more. Moshe, here. If I learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, so a certain amount I won't speak Lashon Hara. If I learn Musar about it, and I internalize it, and I learn B'Spailus, and I have all the Tzir Chushi and what it means, and the damage the Lashon Hara does, and look, I said one word of Lashon Hara, and 20 years later, it's still hurting this person.
He used to not need that. No?
What?
He used to not need that whole second. You're saying it's medayik that they're doing it actively, but there were points where they didn't need to.
I would say, no, that's a very good point. This predates Rabbi Yisrael Salanta either by 2,200 years or certainly by 700 years, right? Rashi maybe 700, Eshleim HaMelech by 2,200 or approximately 300, I don't know exactly. So that your point is very well taken. So the pshat is like this, that even then, because...
Additional.
What?
Must have been some other additional...
Even, yeah, in other words, even then the learning wasn't stuff we learned and automatically it worked. But it was enough to have the widespread. In other words, and maybe the pshat was we're always working. Every time I learn something, I'm internalizing it. You know, like I saw once. I just sent it over to someone last night. That Rabbi Yitzchak used to learn. Omer Abaye, vozokt Abaye, aderebish tezokt. You know, as Abaye says, what Hashem said. In order to crystallize
like
and to what?
I tried learning like that. My chavrus laughed.
In order to,
I really did.
In order to
what?
But,
It works in English too.
Yeah, in order to crystallize and internalize it. So, but that's very, I think this is a beautiful, I don't know if I ever copped this before, but this is, that's
what. What do you want it to say?
What?
What do you want it to say?
Should have says, Mishtaprim Miyatoira. It happens to them.
Mitzachin Atzma.
No, Mitzachin Atzma. They're doing it to themselves.
It's a verb.
They're doing it through the Torah, but they're doing it to themselves.
Mitzachin Atzmon. They're doing it by learning Torah. That's the posture.
They're learning Torah. They're actively doing.
There are many rites for learning Torah. This would not be the classic.
That's not.
He already said that they're.
No, he didn't say anything. He said the Mitzachin Atzmon. That's very nice. Yeah, you can have someone who's learning the.
They're Mitzachin Atzmon. No, it's not the Torah. It's Mitzachin. They are doing it
by learning Torah.
No, but then the Torah is doing it. They're learning, and the Torah is doing it. No, I'm sorry.
That's like saying, if I use a hammer, hit a nail. So who's hitting the nail? Me or the hammer?
What?
I'm hitting the nail. I'm using the hammer to hit the nail.
No, but
Shragi's hitting the nail in.
You're using your hammer because you're wielding it. You're moving. I'm learning. So that's not Mitzachin. I'm learning. The Torah is purifying me. No, I don't think you're right. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that's the lotion. Mitzachin Atzma means they are cleansing themselves through the Torah. It's not just the learning, they're learning and it's happening. Here they're doing it. That's what I would say. I think so. And that, I think, means, and by the way, I think what you point out is very good, that even in the times when they didn't need the specific learning Musa like that, but still the Torah, it's about internalizing the Torah. It's about working through the Torah. It's about learning a parsha and taking it down. I'll never forget once I heard that they were learning a parsha about Almona v'yosem loyse oinun. The guy's into learning, he's into the sugya, deep in the sugya, and Almona comes knocking on the door, she needs help. He says, sorry, I have no time now, I'm busy. You know, like, come on, man. You have to, you know, you have an opportunity of chinuch hamusa to internalize what you're learning, and you're not doing it. So that's what I think. And but the other thing it also is, for sure, it's not enough. What do you mean? I'm learning Yediyas HaTorah. We're sitting in the Bais Medrash. That's not. In Bais Medrash B'lo Yechidish, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at with loving eyes, is when he sees how they're delving to the secrets of the Torah. And I would say the truth of the matter is, because that's really where the ultimate dveikus comes from. A person learning superficially, not so much connection, but I'm trying, I'm striving, I'm delving. This doesn't make sense. Anyway, that's what it seems to be. Yoishva Salmileis, let's see if we, oh no, the pasuk goes on forever. Yoishva Salmileis, Miyashvim Dvorim Alofneim, they resolve things according to their inyan. Okay, the Miyashiv, the same thing, like the go into the secrets and the Yashiv Stiris and things like that. Dovrache, Einov in Yonov. Einov refers in the Drush, in the Nimshol, refers to in Yonov. Parshiyos shel Torah v'halochos u'mishnayos keyonim sheim noim b'halichoson. They are compared to the dove because they're beautiful in the way they go. So in other words, the parashah said this, he's talking here about inyonov, not einov, but inyonov. The inyonim of the Torah are beautiful. That's what the posuk is referring to. Alafiki mayim beboti midroshes roichatzos becholov mitzuchtzochois kecholov kimei shepirashki. Oh, so he says they are made clear like milk. Not the pshat is mitzachtzich himself, but they're made clear like milk. So in other words, so I guess he's talking about the beauty of Torah. So then what's the pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking. Oh, so he's not looking in Yonim? So what do we say? Einov keyoinim. Keyoinim, like the yoinim of mitzachtzich themselves. So in Yonim. So who's talking to who? Who's saying this then? Until now, we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Einov Kiyoinim Alafike Mayim. Oh, aha. So Klal Yisrael here is also talking. Klal Yisrael here is talking and saying that we're saying to Hashem, in other words, your ways are beautiful. Imagine if your beloved wrote you a love letter. you know, just let's imagine for a moment, okay? And you read this letter and you're very touched by it. And then you come and you tell this individual, you say, wow, your letter was so beautiful. It was so sensitive. There was so much depth there. There was so much emotion there. There was so much, you know, that's another expression of solidifying a relationship. So that's what he seems to be saying over here. Parshia Shel Torah, Klal Yisrael is talking about Hashem and his Torah, to Hashem. Parshia Shel Torah v'halochos v'mishnayos ke'yoinim she'im noyim b'halichoson. They're pleasant in the way they go. Alfi ke'mayim v'debotim v'droshos. And they're made clear, so they're pleasant. Oh, that's very interesting. In other words, the Klal Yisrael is saying your words of Torah are very pleasant, and we are engaged in clarifying them even further. We make them clear like milk. So in other words, I guess part of the expression of that love is not only are your ways beautiful, but we are engaged in beautifying the ways, in clarifying the ways, in making them, in purifying them, in resolving the confusion. So that's like another dimension. In other words, when we're Isaac in your Torah, we're Isaac in the most beautiful things, and we're putting in all this effort to enhance the beauty by understanding it better, by delving to the, by mitzach tzachoyis kecholov, we're making them clear. So when a person learns, he's engaged in studying the most, what are the words he uses here? Noim bali choson, the most pleasant, the most beautiful, how does he translate it? Beautiful, yeah. And I'm clarifying the beauty. So it's beauty, and it's even clarified more. It's a very beautiful experience. Okay, I think we have to stop here. There is a posuk over here, so it's Yud Ayvei.